Welcome, everybody. This is going to be the first installment of the Special Educator Series on a new area, new topics. This is going to be called Tips and Tricks. Let me get over here. So this collection of postings is going to be about tips and tricks that I myself use, either on myself directly or with other students that I came across over the years. I'm just going to put these out as my thoughts come up on it. This first one is going to be called Awareness. And let me turn the volume down on the background music just a little bit more. All right, I'm going to keep it really low. Before we get going, our tagline is Critical Thinking with a Twist. I'm your host, Tom Hankins. I'm instructor, tutor, consultant, and musician. A couple of calls to action here and information. We're going to deal with our contact info. Our website is tsegrp.org. Again, tsegrp.org. Our email is host@tsegrp.org. Again, host@tsegrp.org. You can reach us on Facebook at tsegrp. Again, at TSEGRP. That also works for X. Forgive me, so Facebook and X are the same. YouTube is at TSEDGRP. Again, TSEDGRP. And Instagram is The Special Educator. So, I'm intentionally going to leave the background music on. It's not terribly loud. It's just mostly guitar work and a little bit of rhythm. But there's a point to it. Calls to action again. Before we get into the video, I've got a bunch of animated little icons at the bottom. If you are watching, you can see them. If you are just listening, they're there to ask you to like, follow, subscribe, get notified, comment, or ask questions. Okay. Now I'm going to go to the full screen here. You know what? I'll just turn that off at the bottom, so it's mostly me that you see here. We're going to talk like it's one-on-one. Many students and I myself had issues over the years. Where it develops, how severe it is, it's a little different for everybody. But one trick that I learned on myself first, and then I helped other students work on it, was called awareness exercises. I'll call it situational awareness, but we don't have to get that technical about it. What I would do is, I'll just talk you through it. What you want to do is just sit down, pretend you're in, just sit at a table, sit on a couch, doesn't really matter. Just sit down, kind of relax a little bit. And I'm not going to get into terrible issues about breathing techniques or relaxation, or mental imagery at this point. That's more intense stuff. But just close your eyes first. Let's start with hearing. And if you're listening to this, you might not be able to hear the background music because it's very low, but I want you to close your eyes and I want you to maybe count on your fingers up to 10 things that you can hear. The sound of my voice, sound of the background music, sound of an appliance running in the background, the sound of the wind outside, the sound of somebody walking around or talking, whatever it may happen to be, and just enumerate, count how many things you have. Again, you can use your fingers, or some people actually use a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil and make little hash marks, even though they can't really see because their eyes are closed. They can do that. If you prefer to do it with your eyes open, that's fine, but that's kind of cheating. You'll see the reason for this in a little bit. So we're trying to isolate sensations here. So by closing your eyes, it allows you to focus more on what you are hearing. Get what I'm saying? So once you get that done, the total number isn't really important so much as just getting used to the exercise. Now in a classroom with a bunch of people, you can go around the room and you can ask people, how many sounds did you count? And you will find that not everybody has the same number. And even people have the same number didn't always hear the same exact list. So the next phase is, after you get used to this, you know, you count the number of sounds and then you just list them out, what they are, and compare it with other people, either in your family, in a classroom, or with friends. You don't want to make it too creepy, but the whole idea is to see how well people pick it up. There's a lot of variables: attention issues, hearing acuity, all those types of things do play into this, but it's a very good exercise to get used to in different environments. I don't recommend you do it while driving, though. The next one is a visual situational awareness technique. And so you don't get too deep in the weeds. What you can do is, in a room, you can say, well, how many things do you see of a particular color? That works if people aren't colorblind, obviously. How many things do you see that, for example, you could write with? How many things do you see that are made out of a particular material? Break it down into different things. And if you have a classroom, it's really good to put things around the classroom and say, okay, how many of this are around the classroom? Look around, count it, and again, have everybody tabulate it. And you want to focus on the differences. It's not necessarily about focusing on what's right or wrong, but you want to understand that not everybody perceives things exactly the same. And therein lies the lesson: awareness. Not everybody has the same level of awareness. Some people are more aware at hearing than seeing, all sorts of things. You can do this with other senses, but hearing and seeing are usually the two most common. By training your brains to focus on things and basically, you know, keep in a certain lane, it really helps people with attention deficit issues, and it helps people focus on things. I'm not going to get too much more into this. This is just a simple tips and tricks thing. It takes a little bit of practice. As you do it more and more, you just become more aware of what's going on whenever you go somewhere. You start picking up on things. You won't even notice it sometimes. You'll pick up on things you see or hear, and you'll find that you can help certain issues. Anyway, so let me turn this back on. Before I sign off, I'm Tom Hankins. I'm your host, chief cook, bottle washer of the Special Educator series, and instructor, tutor, consultant, and musician. The contact and viewing information at the bottom left of the screen, you can just listen to it. Website again is tsegrp.org. Again, tsegrp.org. To get a hold of myself or anybody else, host@tsegrp.org. Again, host@tsegrp.org. Facebook and X are the same, at tsegrp. tsegrp is pretty simple. Little different on YouTube, at tsedgrp. Again, tsedgrp. And then Instagram, I'm sorry, spell it all out, The Special Educator. Again, The Special Educator. Until next time, hope everything is fine. Keep learning and have fun. Smile helps too. Bring your music back up here and enjoy it while we sign out.